This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Good morning, everyone. There's...
Is that Madonna?
That's Madonna.
She's not going to do that, you guys.
She is.
He isn't. Tried and true in the celebration tour.
We're afraid. Lex has faith, but...
Yes.
Holly and I are afraid that Madonna's punking all of us. She's going to come out dressed as... Cuckoo the Clown.
No.
Just play all of her hits on a kazoo or something. Yeah.
You know what? She might, and we'll love it.
No, we won't. We're going to come on here on Tuesday the 1st and bitch about it. Yeah. Welcome to the show, everybody. This is hour two of Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk Everything Entertainment, everything cuckoo clocks. There we go. Wednesday, January 18th, 2023. Holy crap, January's almost over.
I know. Wow.
I love it.
Not sad about it.
Not sad about it at all. Bye, January. I just do not. I do not enjoy January. You know what I mean? It's just one of those months. And February ain't much better.
Oh, I think February's worse. If we're going to, you know, hierarchy the worst months.
We've never talked about this in 15 years. We've talked about everything else. I've never talked.
You're coming down from the holiday season, maybe seeing family. And resting, and then February, especially with our winters.
Yeah,
It's a shorter month, but
Holly, what month do you hate the most?
I'm with Alexis. It's February. Because you've already you've coming down on January.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a blur. But then the long, long stretch of February is there before you. And here it gets cold as Long Johns cannot save you from the misery that is February.
Yeah.
And then you're just like, okay, we're here. We got to do it. We got to do it.
I think you've both convinced me. Yeah. I used to think January was the worst, but no. You're probably right.
It's just the butt crack of winter.
Yeah.
I mean, you're just right in the slot. You know, you got January, you got March, and then you're just right in the middle. You're in the crevice.
You're in the crack, and they're swass.
Yeah. Well, I wish. It's too cold for swass.
That's very true.
Your swass freezes.
Oh.
I Googled. Who likes that?
We're the coin slot of winter.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Maybe it is. Yeah. Maybe. But it's short. Okay, there's a positive.
Yeah, it is a shorter month.
It is a shorter month.
Yep.
So.
And by then, you've kind of given up if you're, this sounds terrible, but, a lot of resolutions, right? After a few weeks, they're like, moving on.
Did you guys make any resolutions?
No, just kind of a spirit of things. You know, you just kind of have...
A
general overall
that?
Feeling of, what you want for the year. At least that's what I do. Okay. I want to have more fun.
Oh, okay. I like that.
So, you want to do something that's attainable.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Holly,
you
do you
get out
do
more?
Resolution? I like that, Lex. Holly, do you do resolutions?
I don't. I what's the point? I mean,
seriously.
When I want to do something, I'm just going to do it. And it probably will be like April 7th. I don't want to do that anymore. That's fine.
Yeah, we're done.
We're done.
Yeah.
Oh, well, speaking of, housekeeping from the new year and stuff, let me check in. Phil Jones just emailed and he brought up a really good idea. Let me check in. Hey, Lex.
What's up, Jace? What? What is that?
Lex, it is now January 18th.
It is, yeah.
Checking in to see, is your Christmas wreath still up?
Oh, yeah. The wreath for sure is up. We still have our tree up.
You do?
Yes. That's coming down this weekend. Well, because, you know, we celebrate. So, you know, Santa and the reindeer came to my house as a child, but the three wise men and the camels came to my husband's on Epiphany. So that celebration ended on Friday, and then we had a big antique
show. Damn, Alex, you're making it really hard for me to make fun of this. You're bringing up the camels.
Right.
You're bringing up, now damn it, Lex, I'm going to make fun of this.
I didn't share this, but you leave out cookies and stuff for the three wise men, and usually you leave out some grass for the camels, and we were trying to figure out, like, we can't find any grass right now. So do you know what we did? We cut off some of the, we had a pineapple. And
Oh, God.
We just cut off some of the top of the pineapple and left that for the camels.
It's impossible for me to make fun of the fact that you're going to leave your wreath up. You bring up the camel and you bring up the Angel's childhood and crap.
So it's coming down this weekend. So that is happening. The celebration just ended last Friday. But yeah, it was just a busy weekend. So the thing with my wreath, though, I do have a Valentine ribbon that
ready
I'm going
to
change the theme of the wreath.
You really are doing that? You're going to turn it into a Valentine
when
wreath?
When there's snow on the ground still, it feels festive. So we'll just transport it to a Valentine.
I always joked about that with you, and now the fact that you're really doing it is hysterical to me.
I think it was up till March last year.
It was March last year. Yeah, yeah. Holly, do you
guys, that was an expensive wreath that we got from the Boy Scouts, so we are going to milk every single thing we can out of it until it's wilting.
Holly, you weren't here. Alexis spent $250,000 on her Boy Scout wreath this year. She got the bill and was like, what the hell is this?
That pays for a few camps, right? Okay.
Yeah, that thing's only going to depreciate in value, though. So. Sorry.
It's true.
The minute you drove that thing off the lot, Lex, it depreciated in value. Mm. It's like buying a Ford Escort. It's the minute you take it off the lot. Oh, God. Well, I have nothing up. There is no
rid of it.
Oh, girl.
What? Did you take it down before your trip even?
Yes, I did by myself. Colin went out with his friends. I didn't even wait for help.
You put it up by yourself and you took it down. Look at you.
Thank you. I'm a big boy now. I took everything down. He didn't have to lift a finger this year for holiday decor. I handled it all.
Nice.
And I must tell you, when we walked back through the door on Monday, I was delighted that it was all done.
I was thrilled
to be done. Holly, is there anything left in your house? Any remnant of the holidays?
There might be a lint chocolate wrapper behind the couch.
That's about it?
That's to the extent of the holiday decorating that I do.
Yeah, the secret is she doesn't put anything up.
I don't do anything.
Yeah.
You don't?
No. No. No holiday decorations.
I am learning something about you, Holly Roberts.
Where am I going to put them?
Oh, yeah.
Where am I going
to
put them?
To store them, yeah.
Yeah, okay. You don't even have a ceramic tree like Lex does some years. She just plugs that damn thing in. There you go.
Oh, I know what I'm getting you this Christmas.
Oh, God.
Ooh. They have mini ones, you know. They're very cute.
Oh, God.
but you're right, though. Some years, that's all you have. That's all you have energy for. You know?
I get it. I hear you. When we come back, we have some good reviews today. We watch stuff and we tell you whether you should. Alexis has a review of Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. And I watched everyone's talking about this show. So I thought, oh, God, I got to watch it. HBO's The Last of Us. So we'll review that, too. So stay right there. We'll be back. Every pure intention ends. We watch stuff. So you don't have to. Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning right here. On My Talk, Everything Entertainment, Everything Jackie Gleason. I'm Jace with Lex and Holly. You're going to be hearing, and you already have, but you're going to be hearing a lot as we get in deeper into award season, more about this movie, Everything, Everywhere, All at Once, because the three of us think it's going to probably sweep the Academy Awards or at least dominate the nominations. Probably will win too. But what is it? How is it? Alexis has a big fat review. What's up, Lex? When did you watch it?
I watched it yesterday.
Nice.
You can watch it on Showtime if you have Showtime. And I think that this film deserves all the awards. They should get all the awards. Oh. Everyone, the writers, the costuming, everything. It is really a fantastic ride. It's poignant. It's hilarious. Brings up a lot of themes. I think everyone will come away, you know, with your own experience and how it resonates with you, whether it's the mother-daughter relationship and the complication with that, husband and wife and trying to keep a relationship going. If you're a business owner and you've hit, you know, some hurdles and dealing with that, father-daughter relationships, fighting your own evil inside. Gosh, it is just really something. You will leave this movie and just, wow, lots of nuggets to think about. Your own life, lots of takeaways. This is not a film that you can fold laundry. There's some, unless you speak Cantonese or Mandarin, you will be reading some subtitles.
It's like,
you
okay. Know?
Well, yeah. I'm just saying, yeah, like just be prepared for that. They kind of go in and out of speaking English. And also visually, it's so stunning. The shots they got and how fast they move. And it's just really fun to keep up with it. Especially if you're also feeling like you're maybe trapped in your own life, your own experience, that you just want to maybe get away. And there's just some really funny getaways and how the whole thing works. It's so original. I think everyone should watch this. It is so good. Wow. And I don't want to give away too much, but all of the awards that were given out, the Golden Globes, the Critics' Choice Awards, I can absolutely see why it really is a fantastic movie.
So you don't dislike it, you love it.
I love it. Yes.
Holly so Roberts, good. Have you seen it?
I have not.
Okay.
Oh, you guys.
Oh, need to.
You guys are going to love it.
Really?
I can't wait for you to go on this ride.
How's Jamie Lee Curtis?
Oh my gosh, she is... Yeah, fantastic. What's so great about this is that the characters, you have like your regular life, right? But okay. Then there could be something that led you down another path that could have been, it's kind of like that movie Sliding Doors, right? Just okay. A moment in time could change everything. And so there's other, like, it's a multiverse, right? So you have different lives that you maybe have lived or you're living concurrently. And then so there's ways to go back and forth between those experiences and tap into skills and talents that you have gained as that person. So, I mean, it really is. Your mind in the beginning is like, what is happening here? I mean, you've seen the video, the trailer, you know, with the hot dog fingers and the googly eyes and, you know, the bagel. So it really is you kind of just have to go with the premise and you'll enjoy the ride because some of the bigger themes that come out of this, it just, you leave pretty hopeful.
Wow. I don't know what I expected from your review. I don't know because I have to admit, I know very little about the movie.
Yeah, this is the best way to watch it. Me too.
Okay, good.
Other than that, it's going to be a little bit weird and there's a multiverse.
Yeah. I didn't know a lot about it at all. So, and I actually, and you just confirmed that, I actually like that because what I'm going to review later, the show The Last of Us, I came into that knowing nothing. And from what I understand, that's actually a good place to be.
Ooh, yeah. I don't know much about this. Oh, the other character really quickly, too. You're going to laugh out loud. Jenny Slate plays a dog mom. Oh, and there are some moments when she's on the screen. I mean, some of the peripheral characters are just like, I want to see a movie about you. Because there's a lot of people who are traveling in this multiverse. So it's just, anyway, you'll love.
Okay.
Now what you watched, Jace, I know nothing about.
Yeah, I didn't either.
What can you say? I mean, did you The Last of Us?
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Plus, is it...
Okay. Everybody, it was one of those things, and I'm sure my talkers, maybe you sometimes feel that way if you listen to all of the shows and you hear all of us. I mean, all the shows are very different and we all have our different tastes, but sometimes there's a show that all of us start talking about and you feel like, okay, everyone's talking about this. Like, I don't watch it. I kind of felt that way last night.
Yeah.
Because I saw a lot of headlines about this the last few days. And then I saw gal pal Lisa LaCourcier, and she had watched it. And I thought, okay, now if Lisa's watching this and it's based on a video game, I better watch this.
Yeah.
So it is. It's based on a video game, which right away, you know, some people are like, and I even was, I was quick to dismiss it. But do not dismiss this. It is really well done. Pedro Pascal from The Mandalorian is the lead, and I want you to kind of go into it like I did, like Colin did. We knew nothing.
Okay.
I will just tell you that it is, I don't want to say there's a comparison to The Walking Dead. It's because what happens is civilization is kind of wiped out by a fungus. And if you've ever seen that viral video of the ant being taken over by fungus and turned into basically a zombie, that is basically what happens to civilization.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So it's an uplifting story. Let me tell you, I don't even want to look at a mushroom now, but anyway, I love mushrooms. I don't even want to eat bread and mushrooms at a bar. So that's basically the premise. That's all I really want to say.
Okay.
There is a time jump that makes sense, right? You know, and the story commences. It is extremely well done. I am into it. I now see why it is HBO's second biggest premiere short of the Game of Thrones spinoff.
Wow.
It's not to be discounted because it's based on a video game.
But you don't need to know anything about the video game, right? They do a good job of describing the world. Okay.
From what I read on Nerdist.com, you actually benefit from not knowing anything because there are some surprises as the story unfolds. And if you start researching the video game, because it's very close to the source material, I guess the show does a really good job of staying close to the game. So it would behoove you to actually avoid researching anything about the source material.
Okay.
To keep the surprises coming for you. I know I'm going to. I'm not going to read anything. I just want to kind of have it wash over me. But I think you will like it.
Okay.
I think you will like it. Here's the deal. I'm intrigued and I'm hooked. Like I can't wait for the next episode, and that's a good sign for me.
Yeah, that's great.
Have you watched it, Holly?
I have not. I've not watched Everything Everywhere All at Once or The Last of Us. I've not caught either of them.
Okay. I think you both will like this.
Yeah, okay, we'll check it out for sure.
It's very well done.
Is this a 10-episode season?
I think so. Okay. I think so. Eight or 10 episodes. I can't remember how many. So
gotcha.
HBO, everybody, for that. And Showtime for Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. We're going to take a break. It's time for the Master Debaters when we return. other. Hey, it's Jace for Nutrisource, the official dog food of Dexter and Mr. Big. Kombucha is so good. It's so good for your dog. Kombucha is the bone broth food topper that I've been talking about that Katie Canine talks about. It comes in there in Nutrisource's fabulous resealable pouch. It actually has this cool lid on it. So you can put it in your refrigerator and it lasts for a while. And you pour it right over the dog's food. You can even add it to their water if you don't want to put it in their food. It contains probiotics, so it's so good for their tummy health. And I'm telling you, Mr. Big sees the pouch coming out of the refrigerator and he goes a little Nutter Butters, like in a good way. He's like, give me the kibble. And Big is a picky eater. It comes in three flavors and you can find it wherever you find Nutrisource. And you can find Nutrisource at an independent retailer near you. Go to NutrisourcePetFoods.com for a list.
Twas the night.
Don't forget to sign up for Listener Rewards, friends. We have great concert tickets this month in the Rewards Closet. You can win to see Billy Joel and Stevie Nicks at U.S. Bank Stadium or Sam Smith at Excel. You can also win gift cards to Kowalski's, Punch Pizza, The Running Room, plus Book Club Restaurant or Free Wheel Bike Shop gift cards. So sign up for Listener Rewards. You can be rewarded for listening to us.
What you already doing?
Which, I mean, you're listening. Why not? Yeah. You know, get something for it. Other than quality entertainment value.
Yeah, tap that app. Tap into some rewards.
Boom.
Bam.
It is time for Holly Roberts to lead us in the Master Debaters.
Let's debate, bro.
Jason.
Well, he has a point.
Alexis.
She's right, you know.
The Master Debaters.
Okay, you just made it weird.
Yeah. Here's Holly.
Still in debate about the Master Debaters, but we're going to...
Oh, I love it. Oh, my God, this is great.
This is a game where Jason and Alexis must debate a topic, and then we're going to determine who is the Master Debater of the morning. And actually, you're going to do it. We're going to take three callers, 651-641-1071, and you're going to have to listen. And you get to determine who wins. Now, changing it up a little bit, we're going to make it only 30 seconds. I was like, 45 seconds is a little too long.
Okay.
So again, games in beta mode. So the topic that we're going to choose today, Jason and Alexis have no idea what it is. And I am going to assign them their topic. And they have to debate the merits of their topic, even if they don't agree with it. We are judging them based on their ability to debate.
Oh, God.
Who's the master? Now, today, inspired by a conversation we had in the 6 o'clock hour, Madonna coming to the Twin Cities with her celebration tour. The topic today, pop princesses, Madonna or Britney Spears?
Oh, God.
Now, Jason?
Yeah?
You will be for Britney Spears.
Okay.
Alexis, you will be for Madonna.
Okay.
Who is the pop princess? Now, Jason, I'm going to give you 30 seconds on the clock. You have to debate the merits of Britney Spears. Why she's great. Why she's fabulous. Oops, she did it again. So your 30 seconds will start now.
Britney Spears has more recent hits than Madonna. Her pop culture impact has been more consistent the last 10 years or so. She has 6 number one albums on the Billboard 100. She has stayed relevant.
Five.
She has stayed relevant with the younger audiences, where Madonna has kind of faded in recent memory. There we go.
I know.
Oh, God.
And it's so nerve-wracking.
Oh, my God. I'm so nervous.
Oh, all right, Alexis.
Okay.
We're going to try with you. Now, you have to debate Madonna. Why Madonna is better than Britney Spears. Why she reigns supreme. Let's do it. 30 seconds. Here we go.
Okay. Madonna, her celebration tour is celebrating 4 decades of pop music. She is the number one pop star in the world. she is the queen of pop. Now, let's think about her impact, her reinvention, her versatility, the types of songs that she's created. There's a whole study about Madonna and her career and getting it done. She is the queen of pop. Forget princess. She's it.
Can I just vote Alexis won? Can I just vote?
651-641-1071.
No, taking the first three callers. Don't make me go through this embarrassment. This is horrible. I wouldn't even vote for me. Holy crap.
Jeez, this is how I felt the last time.
Really?
Wait, what did we debate? What was it?
Bar of soap and body wash. Oh, God. Holly's going to make me go through this embarrassment. Horrible because I didn't even believe the crap that was coming out of my mouth.
That's the challenge. 651-641-1071. Hey, we need two more callers here. More callers. Nice three.
Oh, God, Holly.
Break the tie. Okay, hold on a second.
Okay. This is horrible. Oh, the whole time, Lex, my butthole was just, it looked like, my face looked like a cat's ass. I couldn't even. Oh, God.
What was worse, Jace? Or this or doing Second Chance Romance? Because we butt clenched during that, too.
I think this today. Because I didn't even believe the words that were coming out. I was struggling to make this argument. It doesn't make any sense. There's no argument. It's Madonna. But, oh, God. I was trying to come up with any validation for Brittany.
Well, let's see. We got three colors here. Let's go to Cassie first. All right, Cassie. Hey, Cassie, who do you think won the debate?
Alexis, Madonna's the OG.
Okay. You're right, Cassie. Okay. Absolutely. Yeah.
Thanks, Cassie.
Thank you, Cassie.
All right, one for Alexis.
So embarrassing.
Who's the master debater this morning? Let's talk to Mike. Mike, you're on the line. Who won the debate this morning?
Jason won. Easy.
Oh, thank you, Mike.
All right.
Oh, God. Okay, thank
Jason
you.
Jason brought all the facts. Alex said nothing.
Okay.
Who are you, Mike?
I love it. Thank you, Mike. I love you. Okay.
You know.
So, who does our fate to lie on now?
Jonathan.
Oh, God.
Yeah, Jonathan. Oh, you never. Who knows what he's going to say, guys?
Hey, Jonathan.
Good morning.
Oh, Lord.
Welcome back, and I'm glad you found your joy again. Yay.
Okay, thank you, Beth.
And go ahead.
We're scared.
My fate lies with Jonathan. There's a.
Jason, first off, it had to pain you to not be able to talk about Madonna, but be able to, analyze Britney, and she's a wacky little crazy, but we love her. But Alexis, you win the debate because you know why. Madonna is the queen of all queens and the speaker for the gays. Yeah. And I'm sorry, Jason, but you lose.
It's fine. I knew it right off the bat. Thank you, Jonathan.
How excited are we that she's coming to the Twin Cities again? Seriously, we need to have B. Arthur have a party bus. We all go down to the XL and have a big old, like live broadcast and have everybody come in dressed as Madonna. That would be something special. And yes, that will be $59.50.
Okay. Thank you, Jonathan. Okay. Thank you for that. Okay. Bye, Jonathan.
Well, Alexis.
You're the master debater.
You are.
Oh, Lex, congrats. You deserve
girl. That was
painful. Oh, God. Every orifice hurt. It was just my mouth. I couldn't even. Oh, God, that was bad. Anyway,
there's Madonna. Thanks, girl.
Thanks, girl. Yeah. When we come back, is Chrissy Teigen heading for a new gig? Alexis has that story when we return. Welcome back, Jason and Alexis in the morning, right here on My Talk. Streaming all over the place on our My Talk app. Jace with Lex and Holly Roberts. Peppy Sugar Cookies tweets to us, hands down, Alexis won Master Debaters. Jason didn't have his heart in it. Oh, that's very true.
Yeah, that's, that was a hard one because, yeah, Madonna is, she's the queen of pop, let alone princess, so.
Yeah. Oof, but that's the point of the game.
Yeah.
It makes it hard.
It makes it hard.
It does. It does, because I certainly don't use, I don't believe bars of soap are superior to body wash and a loofah. Little hairs on it. Ugh, I don't like. Oh God, no.
Yeah,
that's the worst when you're staying at somebody's house and you go into their bathroom to shower.
Ugh.
And you see that nasty used bar of soap. You know, it's kind of split like old wood. You know, there's like cracks in it, and they got little just mystery hairs on there. Ugh.
Oh my God, that's why if you have guests, you have body wash for them.
Thank you.
It's fun to have a loofah. You know, to have. Just a, you know, fun little gift waiting on their bed, or give them their own bar of soap.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Just have a little drawer full for surprise guests. Like my mother-in-law has extra toothbrushes always on hand.
Yes,
she buys them when they're like on, you know, like a 50 cents or whatever. She always says extra toothbrushes.
Yep,
and then little bars of soap.
Yeah,
that way you don't have to worry about the mystery hair thing floating on there like a little weird green and white canoe.
Yeah.
Well, ugh.
Because I am a bar soap user.
Are you?
I am, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now do you just rub? I can't believe I'm asking this.
Yes, hey. I rub the bar right on my body.
Do you?
Yeah.
Or do you rub the soap on a cloth,
no.
On a washcloth, and then you rub your body?
Nope, no, right on my body, or I just lather it up and, yeah, use my hands.
Mm-hmm.
And you washa.
Washa.
Holly, you're nodding. Are you also bar of soap on body kind of girl?
That's my preference.
Yeah.
Although body wash was on sale at one point. So I'm working through my tub of Dr. Bronner's.
Okay.
Because I wash
a tub?
Yeah.
You have a tub?
Yeah.
Body wash?
Yeah. It's hippified like that. The Dr. Bronner's.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Dr. Bronner's. I don't know the words that you are speaking. What is Dr. Bronner's tub of body wash?
It's hippie soap.
It's hippie soap?
Yeah. Look, I
the
was
hell
look,
is hippie soap?
I was in, let me tell you.
Okay.
Well, I like Dr. Bronner's, but I was really inspired by Lenny Kravitz.
Oh.
He had a men's health interview a couple years ago.
Okay.
And he's just like, yeah, I just washed with Dr. Bronner's almond.
Ooh.
And I'm like, okay, if it's good enough for Lenny Kravitz.
Oh, and his body. Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, Dr. Bronner's?
Yeah, it's good enough for me. You can get it anywhere.
It
you can get
really
big box,
cool.
Co-op, yeah. Any kind of scent. Like,
oh, there
like
it
a
is.
Yeah. Peppermint.
Yeah.
Dr. Bronner's, here it is on the Amazon.
Yeah.
Dr. Bronner's Pure Castile Bar Soap.
There you
unscented
go.
Almond, lavender, peppermint, citrus, rose. Okay.
Yeah. Use the almond because that's what Lenny uses.
Okay.
And I'm just like, look.
Oh, and there's your tub. That's what
yeah!
you got.
Big old okay. tub.
But normally when you're not going through the tub of Lenny Kravitz bar soap, I mean, body wash, you are a bar soap kind of girl?
Yes. Lather it up.
Yeah.
And then use it. Don't even use it for everything. Shaving the legs.
Yeah.
Shaving the pit. Oh. Yeah. I cannot be bothered with the whatever foam stuff in a can.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It almost looks too lathery, doesn't it?
Yeah.
God, I'm learning. I know a lot about the both of you and really a lot about Alexis. Because I am a body wash and loofah without exception.
Yeah.
Do you got a smell you like?
Oh, yeah. Dove for men. The gray bottle. I'll take any of their varieties. Or I do enjoy, when I'm feeling fancy, the Aveda Rosemary Mint.
Ooh, oh, yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
Little tingle.
Mm-hmm. Oh, a little tingle.
That shampoo's
yeah.
nice,
Ooh.
Too.
Yeah. I used to get some contraband bottles of that from someone that worked at Aveda.
Fell off the truck.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
The dented bottle. Yeah.
Little dented bottle. Keep it coming. Keep it coming. Keep it coming. But no, I like a loofah because I feel like I get cleaner
because
I feel like I'm scrubbing, you know, with like, I feel like a, you know, like a, I don't know.
Exfoliation.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I like that feeling of the loofah, just scrubba.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it's just.
I do have a loofah in there too, but I use the bar of soap.
Yeah.
I live the dry brush life.
Ooh.
You dry brush before you get in the shower. Get your little stimulation.
Okay.
And then when, yeah, and if you're doing the body wash, I mean, use the menthol, the peppermint, get a little tingle in your tingles. Yeah.
I don't mind a little tingle in the tangle.
Yeah.
Ooh. I mean, you know, ooh, I think, yeah. Because even though I'm, even, I think the bar of soap, my fear extends to my husband. Like, I wouldn't even want to use Colin's bar of soap.
You have to have your own bar of soap. Yeah. Let's get real.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm not share a bar of soap with my husband.
Oh, yeah, you do not?
No, absolutely. No.
You get your own soap. Yeah.
You don't share with Angel?
No. We actually have separate showers. So, because he hates all my, because, you know, I like to have multiple choices of shampoo.
Yeah.
So, and conditioner. So, we shower in different. We have our own bathrooms, yeah.
Okay.
It's great, yeah. But even if we didn't, for many, many years, we had one shower, and yeah, no, his soap, my soap.
Okay. Because, see, I would not like that. I mean, I love him, but I don't want to use a soap. Oh. I don't want, you know.
No.
It's all getting in those cracks. I don't know. No. I want my own stuff.
You're responsible for your own minty tingles.
Thank you.
In the shower.
I don't want his minty tingles.
I would do it. I mean, it's, you know, you just kind of rinse it off a little bit. And
yeah. And I know it's soap, so fundamentally, at its core, it's clean, but no.
Yeah.
It's a vessel for pubes. That's just all I think about. It's a canoe for pubes.
Yeah, it does.
That's all I think of. No. Yes. Yeah. It's funny that.
It's funny what kind of grosses us out because, you know, like, you know, there's other times where.
With married, yes.
Yeah.
Even though we're married, there are some things.
You know?
Yeah. I do not, I won't share. By the way, I got a text message from the person that used to provide the black market Aveda to me.
Yes,
and
they are
thanking me for not calling them out by name. Yes. Believe me, I've learned my lesson over the years. I'm pretty good at not saying what I shouldn't say. But it is funny in marriage, in relationships. You share a lot of stuff, but there are some just hard lines that you will not share. Like, it would gross me out to think about using Colin's toothbrush in an emergency. No. Yeah.
You use a finger in a tooth and toothpick.
Oh, girl.
Oh, yes.
Yes. I would never use Colin's toothbrush. Would you, Lex, would you use Angel's?
No, I mean, it doesn't sound great. If I had to, maybe, but.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, yeah.
No. Right. Holly, you wouldn't share a toothbrush, would you?
I'm getting dry heaves just thinking about it. My esophagus is closing up thinking about it.
No. But I'm very particular about that, those kinds of things. Again, I think there's a hard line. Like, I don't think you should see each other tinkle or any of that stuff. I just...
Tinkle?
Anything. Yes, nothing. My little song, the little song we sing in our marriage, the little song goes like this. Keep the mystery alive. That's the little song we have.
Yeah, there's no mystery at my house, you know.
I know, that's doors why I bring open. This up, because I know Lex and Angel are basically doing crosswords in front of each other.
Like, while they're, he's walking in.
Oh, no.
Find
the
stuff that he needs. I'm doing the same. Baby does it. Yeah. No mystery.
I know.
Anymore.
I do reference
you. See me at my worst.
I reference you to Lex when Colin, like, will accidentally come in or something. I'm like, we are not Alexis and Angel. Get out.
Shut the door.
Shut that door.
Like,
I am not Alexis.
This really quick. I'll close my eyes.
I know. We are not Angel and Alexis. Get out.
Oh, that's funny. God.
When we come back, everybody, am I the Ass Hat Wednesday? Alexis has it this week, and it's all about, well, dog poo. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We have a theme here, I think.
We have a theme, I think, going here. And a little bit later, Holly's going to talk Tulsa King, and Chrissy Teigen might have a new gig. At least we're hoping so. That in our third hour that begins right after this.